Welcome back to the Mum's Edit podcast.
We're live on air in 3, 2, 1.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Fuck me up. We've had some audio issues today, but we think we've got it working for you, queenies.
I just feel like we sound so amateur when we have like audio issues.
I know.
But it's just three girls trying their best.
Three mums desperate to make a living.
On the run.
Oh, you know. Jesus.
So,
anyway, Ren,
can we just address what just happened to
you?
Oh,
yeah,
big Lil time. Just what? Pinned Steph with a pin as she was walking to her microphone.
On my leg. Just came over with a pin and pricked me in the leg. That's psychotic behaviour. Like, I don't even think it's funny. I think everyone's going to be very worried, and you're going to get a lot more votes in the unhinged poll next time.
You're actually trying to take it that way now. If you want me to start masking what kind of person you are.
Who got the most unhinged? Was it me?
Yeah.
Yeah, big That's time. Right, fair.
Should have been Steph, 100%. Like all the habits that she gets voted for, like the spending, what? Like the rampages, the unhinged mood swings, that's all very unhinged. So she should lead the unhinged poll.
Thank you, sweetie.
They're ganging up on me. It's all right. I've got thick skin today. Luckily, I woke up on the right side of the bed.
Things are good. We're all glowing.
Yeah. We're feeling good.
How's everyone's week been? Anything to report?
No, not really.
Not really?
Lil just accidentally pulled out her headphone.
Things aren't
laughing.
Me, like, everyone's fine. Everyone's glowing.
Yeah, no, nothing really to report. If you saw it on the TME socials, if you're not following us and found us randomly on the Apple Podcast app, follow our Insta because we put updates on there. But, yeah, I was just updating everyone about the whole lunchbox saga at Rosie's kindergarten, and someone wrote in and said their son actually goes to the same kindergarten as Rosie. And so Rosie's not allowed juice at all throughout the day, like in her lunchbox at lunch, like a fruit box.
Wow.
But he's allowed Oreos. And I said, well, how the fuck does that work? Make it make sense, please. Make it make sense.
Because that doesn't.
Also,
yeah.
What kind, like, are the Oreos mini Oreos? Were they normal size Oreos? Are they in a share pack? Because I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to take wrappers, are you?
I don't know.
I'm for real, though.
Okay, what, Mike Indy?
At school, are they allowed to take wrappers? No.
Yeah, I put wrappers in Harry's.
Some schools have a no plastic rule.
My niece's school is no plastic. And if it's in plastic, they confiscate
it. Fuck off. I'm sorry though, but
pretty sure.
What's the difference? Putting the plastic in the bin at home or putting plastic in the bin at school?
It sounds to me like their bin's overflowing and it's a them issue.
No, because it encourages us to buy like the bulk packet with less plastic and then.
How can I buy a cheesy stringer with no plastic? That's what I want to know.
Don't shoot the messenger, you know what I mean?
But in all seriousness, I just don't know. I understand they're trying to get our kids to make healthy choices, but it sounds to me like massive red flags for eating disorders. I'm not joking. Rosie came home and was like, orange juice is so unhealthy.
Same.
There's so much sugar in there, and now she's refusing to drink it at home. Don't give my kid a fucking complex, and it should be up to us what we feed our kids.
Correct.
Not up to the kindergarten or school.
I love that they talk about healthy eating and stuff, but it's actually getting a bit out of hand because Harry is so like by the books, rules and everything, and he'll be like, oh, that's really unhealthy. And I'll be like, it's an okay sometimes food, Harry, just fucking eat it. Like,
balance is key.
Yeah, Rosie's literally started
saying. Why are you fidgeting so much?
Because can you see all the wires I'm trapped in?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're making me very anxious.
Swap spots.
Rosie started asking before every single thing she eats now, is this healthy, Mum? And I'm like, this is so sad.
This is really sad.
So, yeah. I'm a bit off it at the moment. I feel like they need to rein it in.
I agree.
Control regime. They're just on a power trip, if you ask me.
I totally agree.
Lil, how was the Barbie movie?
I
haven't seen it yet and I'm super sad. I asked my sister if she wanted to go with me tonight and she was like, I just went and saw it with my work friend last night. And Lil was like, loser, you have no one to go to the Barbie movie with.
And then I was like, I can go, but I actually hate sitting in the theatre. I'm going to wait until it's on Netflix or something.
No. And Steph was like, all right, do you want to go to the movies? And Ren was like, no.
Well, she said she would. And then I said, cool, so you'll bring Ziggy. And then she's like, oh, yeah, that's right. No. I forget.
Yeah, but still, I probably wouldn't need to go with you. I don't like the movies. I don't like sitting there. I don't know. I've always been like
watching them at home.
Oh, I'm actually onto the Kardashians at the moment, which is
no
super cool.
Way.
Yes, that's what my sister said. She's like, you are unbelievable. I've been watching it on your Disney account. It's so good. Under Rosie. Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, you're still logged in.
Yeah, is that okay?
That's crazy, crazy bitch.
But I was like, it was so relatable last night. Chloe, I didn't realise how much fucking hell she's been through.
Like you. That's why everyone voted that you're Chloe.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So he cheated when she was pretty much in labour.
That's what put her into labour, Ren.
Put her into labour, so she did that on her own.
Oh, so you've fully gone back, OG.
Yes, that gouge out of my hand is from Sunny.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, yeah, she did the transfer to the embryo to the surrogate and found out a few days later that he was pregnant with another woman.
It's so sad because Ren thinks she's telling us fresh news. And we're like,
was this like 2 years ago?
Yeah, we're like.
But I cried in the episode when she had the baby in the hospital on her own. I was like, this is me. I love you, Chloe. I get it.
And this is why we used
Chloe,
to
if you're
say,
listening, leave us a review.
I was going to inbox her and I was like, you silly, silly girl.
Yeah. I used to inbox Kylie Jenner.
Oh, did you?
That's all giving when I used to inbox Drake, like, I love you, baby.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And I thought
that's
totally
worse.
I can't with that, Drake. Oh, my God.
Worked with Ryan Phillippe, so
yeah. Anyway, the Barbie movie.
You'd do anything for a bit of celebrity dick, wouldn't you? You don't care who it is. Filth. Now, just back to Chloe. There was something else I had to touch on with you about that.
Just Tristan. What an absolute.
That's why
C-U-N-T.
We used to do like Good Morning to everyone except Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, well, I knew that he did the cheating or whatever, but I didn't know the dynamic of it. Like, I didn't know she tried so hard to make it work again and then he fucked up again. Like,
horrible.
You can't even say fucked up again, can you? Because it wasn't a fuck up, it was a conscious decision.
It was actually a fetish.
You're a pig, Tristan, if you're listening.
If you're listening, you're a sick bastard.
Don't leave us a review.
Get your rocks off somewhere else.
We don't want your 5-star anyway. Stick it up your ass. But we were going back to the Barbie movie.
Yeah, how was it?
ADHD teams. We're on fire today. I feel
Barbie,
very unhinged.
It was holy. Like, I didn't know. I think I thought I knew what I wanted to expect and what I saw wasn't. Right. What I expected. Ryan Gosling was a highlight.
Wow.
Like, he was better than Margot Robbie.
Really?
Wow.
She was great, but it was just, it's definitely not for kids.
No. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd never take my nieces.
Well, I think it's like 13 plus or something.
I don't think it was ever actually intended for kids. It was for like the people who grew up with Barbies. But Rosie loved it. My sister took her to see it.
Oh, did she?
She couldn't take her eyes. I think she was just mesmerised.
So this is what we spoke about last night with my sister-in-law. We were saying they would love the costumes and the outfits and the Barbie 100%. Land, but they would not understand the concept.
No.
So and the jokes and, like, you know. Well, it was very, like, feminism.
Feministic? No, I don't know.
We're just making up words to do with.
Is there a love story?
No, opposite.
What?
What, she and hates Ken, is that it?
Yeah.
No way.
Pretty She's much. An independent woman.
Very, like extremely. Ren. And basically it feels like they were trying to, like, justify Barbie and justify the purpose of Barbies and how it was made with good intentions and to empower women, not to make them feel shit about themselves. Like, that's – it really felt like that's what they were trying to do, like, justify the purpose of Barbie. And then – also, just that, like, basically women don't run the world because men do, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow.
Like, very about that.
Holy.
That's not what bothered me. I think it was just, like, I feel like the person that wrote it was on acid.
Right.
In the nicest way possible.
Like Alice in Wonderland vibes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like, you're just like, how did we end up here? Like, just random shit happening.
Wow.
But it was like, I definitely laughed. Like, it was funny. Like,
I definitely still want to see it just because I just need to know what was happening and what was going on.
And I think that, like, someone wrote in today and they're like, oh, I'd heard amazing things about it. And I was like, well, I didn't hate it. Like, I didn't hate it. Keely hated it, but I didn't hate it.
You just weren't that into it.
Yeah.
The storyline.
The storyline, but it was definitely still funny and worth seeing.
Yeah.
But there was, yeah, also a lot of people that said they hated it.
Wow. Well, I was going to take myself on a solo trip to the movies because I've got no one to really go with.
I'm so sorry, everyone. I keep dropping everything and the girls are getting super mad at me.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah, Lil just got an Uber Eats delivery not that long ago.
Let it go.
Like, no one has watched the vlog yet. My point was, I'm going on to the 5-minute timer. Lil has never had the 5-minute timer before on Uber Eats. Me and Ren get it all the time. And a lot of people were writing in absolutely gobsmacked that this is a thing. People were writing, say, leave it at the door, blah, blah, blah. I do that. And they still start the 5-minute timer.
Yeah, same.
Nate got his KFC stolen once because after 5 minutes they can take it. The drivers.
It's That's why they thing. Do it. Do you think?
I think so.
Ziggy.
Ziggy, baby.
Look. Also at a point now where he's just not asleep all the time and it's not ideal.
No. And you literally thought when he was sleeping all the time as a newborn, you're like, this is just like,
he's a dream.
He's going to do this. And we're like, but he'll wake up. And she's like, yeah, no, he's woken up though. And we're like, has he? Yeah.
Anyway.
It's getting to the point where you need to have like sleep associations. Don't you reckon? Like the little, yeah. Like onesie thing.
The sleep suit.
The sleep suit, the little comforter. Snuggy.
I don't have time for that as a third child.
Even like, just the they white don't, noise. Like my kids
I'm
just
out and
white.
About. You know?
Yeah.
My white kids noise. Just had white noise as the association yeah. though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm happy to put him in the sleep suit at night, but like he is just during the day when I'm out and about. It's like
it's so
I think
hard.
He needs that little bunny that I got from one of my friends just to always have that.
Yeah.
When he's like when it's time for sleep.
Yeah.
He's so awake. I can't. He hasn't slept for 4 hours.
He looks a bit drunk.
Milk yeah. drunk.
He hasn't slept for 4 hours. Like, what is this shit? Anyway, we Poor love you, Ziggy. Boy. We do, sweetie.
So the funniest thing happened. A listener wrote in and asked for our Macca's orders. Now, this I used it as an example the other day when we were talking about how often you guys wash your towel. Ren put it out there and was like, how often are people washing their towel? Mm. And I said, this is super personal information. Like, this is when you're at the supermarket and someone looks in your trolley vibes and mm-hmm. you're like, whoa,
I so related to that.
That's not up for grabs.
I had to text Lou and was like, I've never related to anything more. There is something so embarrassing about your trolley.
You're exposed.
Or yes. Like, even if it's just don't look at it. Don't look at the brands. Don't look at the different stuff.
Don't look at anything.
Or when someone looks in and goes, what are you grabbing? None of your business.
I also feel the same about my plastic straw.
Yeah.
My very unhinged plastic straw.
What plastic straw?
Like little tubs and like, you know, that you put food in to freeze and
storage tubs.
Tupperware.
Tupperware,
that's the word.
Who's calling it plastic straw?
Oh, that's my plastic straw.
I thought
straw.
You said straw.
Plastic straw.
Your Tupperware drawer.
Oh, my God. My plastic straw is what I call
like,
it.
Magic plastic straw.
Like I find that very personal.
Yeah. Anything in the house really isn't
linen
for anyone's.
Press, very personal.
For yeah. no one else's yeah. eyes.
My undie drawer, extremely personal.
Yeah.
Any drawer in the house, personal. Don't
Bedside
go looking
drawer.
For anything. You know when someone's over and they're like, oh, I'll grab it. And you're like, no, please don't.
No, yeah.
Just sit on the couch and don't look anywhere but the TV yeah. and I'll
don't
go grab
look
it.
In the medicine cupboard. Like all oh, the like
not a medicine just. Cupboard. It's just a junk cupboard.
Exactly. The stuff that's the other day, in the medicine cupboard I've not seen since 2008. Like
the other day, Ren was over. She's like, I'm so fucking glad your grocery cupboard looks like that. Yeah. And I was like, okay, we're going to shut that.
But it just made me feel so much better.
You but see these actually, influencers that have the cupboards with like
because they've
the,
got oh, someone like, coming for free and doing it.
They but get be real.
Yeah, but they get be paid real. To do that. I'm sorry.
Be real though. Yeah. That's not what it looks like all the time.
No.
Just. Someone also wrote in about we should put up a thing about how often people change their bedding because that is very on par with the towels.
That's borderline bullying.
But also, did we actually talk about the towels? Because someone said, what was it, 4 months?
No, I did one. I just responded and said, this is really personal information. It's not in my life responsibilities to share, expose, rate. yeah, it's a massive responsibility having those in the inbox. But what I will say is that if you are washing your towels every 2 months, reassess.
Yeah, that's gross. I'm sorry too.
Dead skin cells, mold, wet dog smell, poo
mine
particles.
Mine's about a week. I don't think that's that bad.
I don't think yours was a week when you first told us.
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
Look, sometimes 8 days, 9 days, okay?
No. 14. Anyway, that's not actually what I was going to share.
Go on then.
Someone wrote, and it gives the same kind of feel though. Mm. Someone wrote in and said, what's your Macca's orders?
Very private.
Very personal.
Very personal.
And
I don't mind sharing, to be honest, but
if I was the skinny tall cousin, I'd be
if I looked like Victoria's Secret model, maybe I wouldn't Shut have as much up. Shame in my McDonald's order. But anyway, alas, here we go, right?
So I used to get off. So mine's changed a bit.
The steam bun that used to. No. Remember?
No, that was me.
Yeah, that's her.
Oh.
I used to get the. They don't have it anymore. The chicken fillet deluxe. No. It had chicken, like a crispy chicken patty.
You're actually mouth watering, salivating.
With cheese. Tomato and lettuce. My God, I used to get them after my shift. Oh, amazing. Always had to be a large meal, always. The fries.
Oh, wow, so relatable. Yes.
With mayonnaise. It has to be the tub of mayonnaise, though.
Yeah.
So
are they still – I don't know.
No, you have to ask.
You need to call it McChicken sauce.
McChicken sauce.
That's a different.
A tub of McChicken sauce, or they give you like a packet of aioli and it's fucking shit.
No, but they give you mayo in a packet as well, but it's not the same as the McChicken sauce.
She's actually
salivating too much so she can't get her words
in. But recently my order would be a large Big Mac meal. Don't mind some nuggets on the side. Yeah. So that would be my current.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going all in, you may as well really go all in with an extra on the side. Lou, what are you ordering?
I have three different orders. Just depends what mood I'm in. So I will go a medium quarter pounder meal. Mm-hmm. Often if I'm in that mood, I'll get sweet and sour sauce for the chips.
Mm.
Otherwise, I will go a medium McChicken meal, add tomato and cheese, steam the bun.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I'll go the McChicken sauce on the side for the chips. Or if I'm feeling just, you know, I don't know, up in the air, I will get a small cheeseburger meal with an extra cheeseburger.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, yeah. I'd rather more chips. But talk to me about the steam bun.
Because every time you go to McDonald's, it's a 50-50. Is the bun going to be stale or is it not?
Yeah.
When you steam the bun, you remove that disappointment completely. And
so it could be stale. It's just like gone.
Literally, they've just steamed it and now it's moist again.
Mm.
And you aren't let down.
Stunning. Yeah.
You know how you tell? Because when you put your finger on the bun, it'll bounce back or your finger will break through the bread. And if the finger breaks through, it's stale as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steph hit us.
All right, so I've got a few as well. So if I'm in my quarter pounder mood, I get – it's always large, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
quarter pounder meal, but meat and cheese only, add lettuce and mayo.
Wow.
And back in the day they
I wanted to discuss this.
Yeah, they used to have this deluxe cheeseburger, which was a cheeseburger, but it was just like – yeah, the same, like meat, cheese, lettuce and mayo.
But you can't.
It was so fucking good.
It was almost like a fresh cheeseburger.
It was incredible. And then they removed it. It was like a special. But ever since I've like modified my quarter pounders, otherwise Big Mac, no pickle or McChicken.
But also we need to discuss this because the heart of the Big Mac is the pickle sauce.
Yeah, and so the Big Mac sauce has pickles in it, but I don't like the texture of a pickle.
Same.
Like I'll take a bite and be like,
I know
it's texture like, thing. It's not the taste, but it's the texture.
I remember
it's
when I was
slimy,
little.
Slimy. Ugh.
Steph would be like, Lil, want my pickles? And I'd slap them onto my paper. I'd be like, yes.
Yeah. And now Nate loves it.
Yeah.
And he gets like extra pickle on everything. Mate. But and McChicken sauce always. Mm. And then chicken nuggets if I'm like hungover as well.
Yeah. I'm always like, kids, I'll just get a giant extra thing of nuggets, knowing very well they're for me.
What drink are you getting?
Just Coke every time.
Coke.
Full
for
sugar.
Sure.
Full sugar.
Full sugar. There's nothing like
nothing.
Coke that comes out of those fucking machines.
Nothing.
I'm so no sugar good. Girl.
They
no
are
sugar. Well, yeah, obviously you just have to, but if you had a choice.
Well, it's the same kind. I know it's not exactly the same, but it's very similar without all the sugar.
No, it's not.
Which is needed for me.
Oh, I agree. I don't think it's that different, but it... Oh.
I can't explain the sensory overload I get from a sip of full sugar coats. A Sprite girl as well.
Don't mind a bit of Sprite.
And I actually love Fanta too. If I'm hungover, has to be Fanta.
Whoa.
I like Fanta. Has to be.
If we're getting like a pizza, takeaway pizza, we might change it up, you know, for a bottle of Fanta or a bottle of Sprite, you know.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes we might do that.
Yeah.
I just want to circle it back. Lately I've fallen into the trap that is Betty's Burgers.
Oh, see, I still haven't tried them. Maybe I'll get that tonight.
Fucking hell.
It's so good. And the chips,
the chips and Macca's chips and but the burger is like an improved Big Mac, just the Betty's burger.
Do they give you my options for watering. A side sauce?
Yes.
Absolutely, darling. All right, and what do you get?
I get the burger sauce on the side. Oh. It's like Big Mac sauce.
Oh, I just cannot.
Yum.
So that's been, you know, pretty hard for me.
So yes. If you could have the choice to get Betty's Burgers or Macca's,
yeah,
what
Betty's
would you?
Burgers.
Whoa. That's
really
huge.
Good.
It melts in your mouth and they're brioche buns, so you don't have to worry about the disappointment of them ever being stale because they're mouth-watering, melting.
Oh, wow. My mouth is actually watering.
You need to get it tonight.
Yeah, I will.
Get it tonight and do a live review on okay. Mum's Edit stories.
Go live?
No, well, like in real time when you're eating it.
Actually, I would be interested to know, would people be interested in us going live?
Because we can absolutely do that for you.
One night a week.
You say all right, jump,
maybe not.
Don't overcommit.
Liz Rae, she's like, I can't fucking do that with these two.
No, you know what else? Ren's the one to come up with these ideas
and then
complain.
Soz.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, good.
I was so scared this week because, as everyone knows from last week's episode, Ren's going through the motions at the moment, single mum life. And I was like to Lil just on the phone the other day, so what day are we doing this week? She's like, do not put it in the group chat. Wait for Ren to ask what day. And I was like, but I need to plan my week. She's like, no, she doesn't need that stress. And I was like, but it's going to come Wednesday and none of us are going to know what day.
And I'm like, she will. She will.
Is
just
that
wait
why
for
you
her.
Asked what day, like Wednesday, Thursday or Friday to see what was best
give
for
you
me?
Options.
Yeah, but she didn't want to.
Oh,
she was just going to say.
So nice. Guys, my heart. But, yeah, my life is like I feel like I'm on a high today, but last
Very
week was
scary.
Not good. Was not good.
Terrible, if you will.
Anyway. So
how's
yeah.
it going at the moment with
– I think you know.
No, I was going to say co-parenting at the moment with, like, Sunny and Harry.
Yeah, it's
as
good.
As they're growing up, is yeah. it hard? Like, this is what I was thinking too, because my mum and dad were split, but I spent like all the time with my mum and she kind of made all the rules. Is it hard like agreeing on, or is it fine?
Well,
like,
last night Tom messaged me just about like having the iPad at dinner time, and I said, I'm sorry, love. I said, I need the iPad at dinner time. He's like, oh, it is what it is. I'm like, yeah, it is what it is here.
Yes,
because
it is.
Trying to deal with the baby at dinner time while the boys are off the fucking Richter,
it's hard
they need
as well,
a screen.
Because it's completely different environments, situations, support. So, like,
that's right.
For him, it might just be like super easy change. But for you, that would break the entire night.
Yeah.
Like, and it would break you.
Yes. But in saying that, we're usually really good. Like, we always come to some sort of an agreement, or we never fight about anything like that. Like, we're really good. Like that. So it goes well.
Great.
It's fine,
Tom, because I had to have a serious chat with Nate.
I was gonna ask how you and Nate's co-parenting's going.
No, but our what's it called? Yeah, well we're all co-parenting, aren't we?
Well,
really.
That's true.
But I had to say the other day, you need to step up and help, because I'm the bad guy all the time and he's the fun one who winds them up, is like,
yeah,
go get him, Tiger. And I'm like, hang on a minute. No. Like, Rosie was swearing the other day and...
Yeah, what did you say? And show me the tone and what you said.
Well, she was like, fucking hell, and she had to get into her job. And I said, excuse me, do not speak like that. And Nate's like, fucking hell. Like, just being stupid. And I'm like, can you be on my team? I need you to be
that
on
would
my team.
Kill me. The other night, Albie wanted something. I don't know what it was. And he just looked at me and he'd been yelling at me and being
Corey told him off and he turned to me and he looked at me and goes, Mum, you're a fucking. And me and Corey were like, we had to look away. So like not to laugh. So then I had to pretend that I was crying in my hands because I was in a laughing fit, but I didn't want him to ever see me laughing at him calling me a fucking. Corey's like, mate, you never call your mum that.
Never call your mum that fucking.
And number two is not in context, idiot.
Yeah. See, the scary thing is my boys are a bit older, so they say in context very, very scary, very bad language at the moment. But it seems that they don't do that at their dad's house, so there's a problem. There's a big, big problem.
So they don't swear at Tops?
No.
Well, so he's never heard. I mean,
sure,
one.
I'm sure every now and then, but not like that. They are very unhinged with me compared to him.
Right.
And I've had a few meltdowns about that lately, but we're working together and we'll see how it goes.
I actually heard that kids are 800% worse for their mums than their dads.
800.
Which Tom reminded me of that. Yeah.
Fucking percent, isn't it? 800% worse for their mums than their dads. Yeah. Like, but give me a fucking break.
I had to fucking grow you.
But also us, I don't know where they get their swearing from. Fucking 800 fucking percent. Well, I actually have to say my niece is literally 9 years old and she is our biggest fan and I'm like super concerned because I just feel like it's not that appropriate some episodes. And then the other day my brother-in-law Dave was like, oh, and I heard about blah blah blah, and I was like, when did you hear that? He's like, oh, in the car the other day listening to a podcast. Stop. And I was like, please don't, please, I don't want you to hear some of the things that I say. They are private.
Is that Charlotte that loves us?
Yes.
They are for my ears only.
Yeah. She listens. She's listened to every episode. She falls asleep with it every night. We're like her number one.
Does she like you?
Yeah, she loves me. She texts me all the time.
Really? What does she text you?
Yeah, on my phone. She's got a phone.
What does she say?
The other day she was sending me selfies and she was like, hi, Steph, what are you doing? And I feel bad because I sometimes forget to reply.
Oh, no.
I mean.
Can Ziggy we talk about baby acne because Ziggy has it?
He actually doesn't and you're like
obsessing over it.
The pressure you're putting on him.
That's probably why he has it. He's so stressed. Mum doesn't want me to have acne and he's like now broken out.
A physical response.
Like you looked at him and Ren's like, he's got baby acne. I'm like, he's actually got nothing.
But the milk spots are going now on his nose because I've never seen anything like it. Oh, just no, wanted to pick him and I know you don't and I haven't. But
I think Gracie had that.
But they were, whoa, like next level. But I just try and like wipe over his face with baby wipes and stuff. I reckon he gets a bit sweaty maybe.
Have you tried the Dr. Dennis exfoliant?
What about micellar water? It's so gentle.
Yeah. Yeah, good idea. Okay. Maybe not, Lil.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Probably not.
I feel like because it's got the word water in it.
But I've actually got that Mistela one that I'll start using. Okay. Maybe not.
Anyway, that'll be good. It'll clear up on its own.
Yeah. It will.
Oh, yes.
What?
I have some serious news thanks to Keely.
Was that your news or Keely's news?
Keely's news completely. Hailey Bieber is pregnant.
My God.
I feel sorry for Justin Bieber.
Why?
He doesn't like
her. He's trapped.
He does not like her. I've been on the TikToks and I've gone down that hole. He does not love her. He just doesn't.
Loves Selena.
I don't know why he's in a relationship with her still.
Do you think he loves Selena?
Yeah, I think he always will. And, like, if you've been down that rabbit hole on TikTok, like, there's just so much that was there and, you know, they broke up for various reasons. But he and her, as in Hailey, I just don't see the love there. And she's, like, stalked him for years before they got together.
I found that really creepy.
I found it creepy and, like, have you seen like when he gets out the car and shuts the door on her?
Oh, I know. We've done like an ep on it.
Yeah. I just feel like he's not happy and I don't know why he doesn't leave. But anyway, what do I know? Like I'm living in Adelaide and have no connection to Hollywood celebrities, but it's just an outsider's opinion. Hailey, if you're listening, congratulations, but I don't think Justin's happy. Anyway, do
leave us a review.
Don't at me. Anyway, cool.
So just a few like little, you know, images have been released of her holding her belly and it's fully like she's holding it. She was standing.
Oh, so has it been announced?
No, but she's doing what Kylie Jenner did, like staying in hiding. It was her on the side of a stage and she doesn't know the camera can see her. It's like an unedited photo and her hands are on her belly. And then there's another TikTok video that was released and she's
maybe she needed to do a huge fart.
Okay, but you didn't listen to this.
Sorry.
Then she was walking with her friend and her friend was like, I know you're pregnant, but – and then Justin turned around and was like, there's paps right there.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like they're doing that on purpose, don't you? You know how she calls the
okay,
pats
well,
all the time?
Sorry, just well, delete my segment.
It's not an attack on you. But oh, don't you think how you've seen those TikToks where she's literally called the paps?
I'm just showing the girls the photo.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I don't know how Kyle and Jackie O have a show. Kyle is so sexist. No, so I can't even actually.
How is he still allowed on air?
And well, he did get cut. Why has he got a radio show and
but
we don't?
What do you think? About
everyone
that?
Write in and say TME.
TME.
Cancel Kyle.
Oh, yeah, that's a fair bit of a belly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's actually
all right,
Kyle's
congrats,
news,
sweetie. Congrats.
Yeah, it doesn't add up, does it?
No. Kyle, if you're listening, stop being a pig. All right, anyway. But that's super cool. I wonder how far along she is. And also, we'll just finish with some news. The hospital rang me yesterday about my tonsils.
Yeah.
So they said minimum 90 days. So we're in the 80-day mark now. But they actually said that they've put me on the last minute list, which means that I could get a call at
any
time,
point,
any day, and that is giving me major anxiety.
Do you know what it's giving
I
me?
Want to prepare mentally.
Ren's birth and me and Ren having to like trace you with bags and like film you.
Oh my God, I'm really nervous.
I'm really scared.
Big time.
Ziggy's petrified.
So if we could all say some prayers.
Yeah.
Ziggy, you
if
are
If I get
so
a call
up.
Next week, I'm going to have to say no because of the party.
And the podcast.
And what will you guys do?
We'll probably have to skip a week, won't we?
Of course we will. There's no podcast without Steph, to
all
be honest.
All right. On that note, love you guys.
Love you guys. Love Bye. You.